We haven't done a show together in a while.
It's been a while.
It has been.
You're listening to JD and Tammy Rucker as we deliver the NOQ report, or as we like to call it, the NOQ report. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the NOQ report, the NOQ report. I'm your host, JD Rucker, and I'm joined as usual, despite the last two shows, she not appearing, with my by my lovely, brilliant, talented, and exceptional in every possible way, wife and co-host, Tammy. Say hi, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
So do you know the topic of the day?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
We will be covering the election. I know that people are going to be asking questions in chat about Michigan, about the GSA, about all these things. My Twitter DMs have been blowing up today. I appreciate all the comments, trying to get back with all of you. But in the meantime, let's talk about this. Go ahead and you may read it.
Pennsylvania governor halts alcohol sales day before Thanksgiving.
Yay. First, I guess, four paragraphs.
Pennsylvania Governor Tim Wolf announced... Tom Wolf announced Monday new COVID-19 safety measures that include halting alcohol sales the day before Thanksgiving. Wolf said bars and restaurants should stop selling alcohol starting at 5 p.m. Wednesday until 8 a.m. Thursday. He added Thanksgiving is, quote, the biggest day for drinking and hopes the mandate could help slow the spread of the virus, the Morning Call reported. Wolf also said he wanted to avoid another state lockdown and encouraged people to stay at their own homes for the holiday. Quote, this is an advisory, he said. All Pennsylvanians, in order to stay safe, ought to stay home. It is vital that every single Pennsylvanian takes these mitigation steps seriously.
Seriously.
So guys, if you don't do it, I'm going to lock you down.
You know, the last I heard, alcohol actually kills COVID-19. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you become more susceptible to COVID-19 when you drink? Actually, I guess technically you would be because your immune system is weakened and you're probably more huggy, feely, kissy, touchy, social distancing, not wearing your mask.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just, you know what? He's right. Let's just shut everything down. No alcohol before Thanksgiving because, you know, Thanksgiving is, as he called it, a day of heavy drinking. You know, I always remembered Thanksgiving being about family and, you know, fellowship and.
Yeah, I don't recall.
Turkey.
Yeah, it's Wolf. I don't.
London Blue Ass. It is Wolf.
I don't know about your house, but.
Tim Wolf. Sorry, there's, Tom.
There's football, right?
There is football, yeah.
And there is some drinking, but I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just a way to be a tyrant.
Well, here's the funny part. I did tweet this morning.
They have their power, you know. They like to
use it. This is what I tweeted earlier today, prior to the announcement. Will you read it?
COVID-19 was about establishing authoritarian control. The stolen election was about keeping it.
And that's exactly the truth. That is the truth. They've had their taste. And I want you to understand what these authoritarians are like. And is it every single Democrat? I don't think so. You know, Democrat lawmakers, I would say 80% maybe. There are some that are still out there that actually still believe in America and freedom and all that stuff. They're hard to find, but they do exist. Tom Wolf is not one of them. Mm-mm. He's one of those who have had their taste of authoritarianism, their taste of control, their taste of despotism. And in many ways, once you taste it, at least if you're a Democrat who craves such things, you can't get that taste out of your mouth. You have to keep going back for more. They become like vampires.
Well, and a good a few other examples of that would be, for instance, Lightfoot, Whitmer, Newsom. You know, they're all very much you know, taking hold of that power, and they just don't want to let it go.
And they're hypocrites. Did you see what's the name, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy?
Oh, yeah.
That was bad. That was bad.
So just like when you have Pelosi doing things that she tells other people not to do, just as you have Newsom going out to his birthday party.
Gotta get my hair done.
Yeah. And just like you have Newsom that goes out to his birthday party with no mask and then has to later apologize. See, guys, it doesn't apply to them. Mm-mm. It only applies to you. And if you don't comply, there will be repercussions. And that's why the Orange County or the people in Orange County really, really just don't like Newsom because he has hit Orange County pretty hard.
He doesn't like us because we're more conservative than most of the rest of the state.
Just like after the lockdowns, they freed up, people went to the beach. Oh, he didn't like that too much. So he locked down Orange County beaches right
specifically
afterwards.
Only Orange County.
Specifically Orange County. He put other counties into the purple tier, which means that they now have to go back down to lockdown. Kids that were going to school in-person school, no. There's no more transitioning to in-person schooling. Mm-mm. And your bars and your restaurants in the dead of winter, not that it's really cold in California, Southern California specifically.
I do like your jacket, though.
Thanks.
Like 60 outside?
These restaurants have to take all their tables and everything and then have to go back outside and try to, you know they were able to get a little bit of relief. Well, not even relief, but just hopeful to try to get their business put back together, those that stayed open. But, you know, here we are again. So
here we are again.
It's sad.
You know, you said that they're hypocrites and they don't want the same rules for us as they want to have for themselves.
Right.
And it's partially true. There is one way. You don't have to be a Democrat politician if you want the COVID-19 rules to not apply. You simply have to go out there and violently riot. And then you're fine. Did you see what's happening in Portland? Portland is being demolished. Even worse, it doesn't even make the news at all anymore.
The day of rage or the night of rage, I should say.
The year of rage is basically what it is. And you know how many people were arrested?
Zero.
Zero, none. Not a single one. Okay? Windows being bashed. A lot of these, it's so sad because you see, these are brand new windows that have been put in from the last time Antifa and Black Lives Matter came through rioting, some with masks, some without masks. The funny part is, you know why they wear masks? It's not about COVID for them.
No, it's not.
It's so that they don't get identified on camera. It's so sad.
Speaking of Oregon, the Oregon governor there has tried to encourage others to snitch on your neighbors, even on family members, if you see large gatherings on Thanksgiving. Now, you know, it's interesting how they don't make any arrests during that night of rage where they destroyed lots and lots of businesses, banks, you know, of course. And some people say, oh, it's just a bank. Well, these are communities. It's not just about the place that they loot. It's about the entire community being burned down. You can't do that, but they do call on their sheriffs and their police departments to go and enforce in citizens' homes and abroad. Guys, you're going to be fined or arrested if you do not comply. So you're putting on these. That's why you see a few sheriffs around the country who are saying, we're not going to enforce this. Even our Orange County sheriff said he's not going to enforce it.
Amen.
Cuomo, you may have heard in New York that there were some sheriffs.
He actually had the gall of calling them tyrants. He called these sheriffs who are defying. Andrew Cuomo called somebody else a tyrant. Okay, that's like...
Oh, Canada's really, really... I have a friend in Canada who tells me about all of this stuff. Man, you guys, in Manitoba, there was like... I don't know, there are people getting fined there. You know, over $1,000 in some cases. It's awful. People going out walking their dog.
Get fined walking your doggy.
Yeah, and it's awful. It is awful there.
It is.
Of course, you know, Trudeau's all in for the Great Reset.
True that. sorry.
Anyway.
So back to Oregon real quick. I want to make a clear distinction here. If you have a large gathering at your home for Thanksgiving and you are not social distancing and you're not wearing your mask indoors or you're even indoors at all eating turkey, you can get arrested. However, if you have a small gathering in Oregon and you're social distancing and you're wearing your masks and you're doing cocaine or methamphetamines, you cannot get arrested.
Well, no, you can, well, if you're smoking weed or doing drugs, just make sure that you keep your mask on and just go in between.
I mean, listen, I've known some Democrats in my life that were actually decent people. Okay. That some of them were actually very intelligent. Some of them could, we could sit and talk and debate about things. Okay. But this new breed, and I'm not talking about just the Democrat voters. I'm talking specifically about this new breed of Democrat leaders, you know, so, and by new, that doesn't mean they have to be, have been come there recently. Okay. Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, these, even the old school people that have been there for decades are lurching so far to the left and embracing just an anti-American and in many ways anti-biblical worldview that is taking over. Did you hear about Kyle Rittenhouse and Black Rifle Coffee Company?
No.
So Kyle Rittenhouse, are you familiar with him?
Yes.
He shot the dudes.
And he got out on bail recently.
He got out on bail recently. Ricky Schroeder helped him. Mike Lindell helped him. Mm-hmm. And he took a picture with Ricky Schroeder with a Black Rifle Coffee Company shirt on. For those who aren't familiar with them, they're, you know, they're military owned, or not by the military, but people who have been in the military. It's a coffee company that sells, you know, to mostly to patriots, right? Well, they saw the picture and they came out. They didn't just say, you know, we don't have anything to do with that. They flat out denounced him. Okay. They wrote a scathing report about, you know, the how it's for military and yada, yada, yada. You know, it's not really for, and I'm just like, wow, this is not the freedom loving coffee company that I had expected, which is why we have Freedom First Network's own brand of coffee. It's called Founders Blend. You can get it at freedomfirstcoffee.com, freedomfirstcoffee.com. And if you use the promo code NOCK, N-O-Q, then you will get 10% off. You also get other discounts if you set it for auto ship. So you can get whole bean. You can. It's all organic. It's fire roasted here in the United States, packaged, delivered here from the United States. It's a blend from Central and South America, an organic blend. Good stuff. And yeah, so if you're a Black Rifle Coffee Company supporter and you get their coffee because you think that they're all about the Second Amendment, hey, ask Kyle Rittenhouse. Ask him how much Second Amendment support he's getting from them. I hate ripping on them because they're a competitor.
We're also going to be working on getting other blends.
Well, we have to sell enough of these first. The whole idea is that we want to grow this, okay? This isn't just like, oh, my gosh. Well, not grow the coffee. I'm saying grow the business of the coffee.
Oh, okay.
We want to be able to expand to more than one.
It's not very easy to grow coffee beans in America.
No. Well, you can. They're just not very
only at one spot in California.
And in Hawaii,
it's $50 a pound.
Hawaii is still. Ours. Hawaii, yeah. Ours is not $50 a pound. Ours is much cheaper.
No, of course not. Yeah.
It's actually, you can get a 12-ounce bag for $17.76. So, that's before the 10% discount. NOQ is the promo code.
Sorry. Should we take questions about anything? It doesn't have to be on this specific topic.
It can be on coffee. It can be on.
It can be on the things that are happening.
Pennsylvania, you know, drinking.
Sydney Powell.
I got an email from Sydney Powell last night. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure.
Reached out to Sydney Powell because we wanted to have, we had a specific question for her. Yeah. And she just basically, she did respond to us and she told us, you know, we're continuing the fight. So. She assured us, and she's trying to assure everyone that the fight is still going, and she hasn't, this whole situation with not being on the team anymore.
The cage of the Kraken is being released.
Now she's able to potentially have more access to resources, because remember, she was working pro bono, so...
She was working pro bono. She wasn't an official paid member of the team.
She wasn't getting any money for any of it.
So this way, now she can... She can raise her own funds, which she couldn't do if she was officially with the Trump team. You know, people are looking at this and they're like, oh my gosh, does this mean that, you know, the big question was, is she being pushed out because of the Dominion voting systems thing? And I'm like, no, of course not. That's ridiculous.
No, because they were repeating. I mean, she was saying
exactly. Rudy brought it up at the press conference. President Trump's tweeted about it. Dominion is still in play, folks.
Yeah.
Dominion is still in play. What's the odds? Kevin Falconer will be the next governor. I'll admit it. I don't know who Kevin Falconer is. That is very embarrassing because I know everybody. I try to keep up with all this stuff. Should we look him up?
Sure, yeah.
All right, let's look up Kevin Falconer. So to answer right winger's question, I don't know who Kevin Falconer is. Do you know Kevin Falconer?
I've heard of the name, actually.
I have not. So you are one step ahead of me. Mayor Kevin Falconer of Carlton, Texas. I see. He is the mayor of San Diego. That would be...
We don't know who that is.
We don't know who that is.
That's why I've heard of him.
We have heard of him. But apparently we don't know our politics very well if we don't know who the mayor of San Diego is. Yeah, he's a Republican. So I will get back to you. We will get back to you right
when. So wait, okay. So the question is, what are the odds that he will be the next governor?
You know, later this week, I'll be talking to, I'm going to be talking to, I'm having brain farts. I don't remember the guy's name either. he's getting interviewed. He's running the Recall Gavin 2020 campaign. Mm. He'll be on the show later this week to discuss where they stand. They've got to get approximately 2 million signatures. That's to include a buffer. You know, realistically, I think they actually need 1.67 million or something like that. They're about halfway there, but they just got an extension. They were supposed to be done this month, but because of COVID-19, they got an extension until the middle of March.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they actually, I think they've got a chance of getting it. And we'll be finding out.
Right winger, is it?
We'll look into him.
Is Falconer stating that he wants to become the governor, or is it? Are people trying to push him to be the governor or run for governor? Let us know, and we'll look into
it. You know who I want to see run?
Maybe we can get an interview with him.
That'd be nice. You know who I want to see run?
Who?
Larry Elder. They've been pushing. They've been really trying to get him to run, and I think he would have a chance. You know, strong conservative, man of color, excellent credentials.
If there was any time for a Republican to run for governor, it would be this next.
Yeah.
I mean, because...
And that's not just here in California.
Do you know that you realize what happened with the immigration? The Latinos here, they didn't want it. They didn't want the fast track for, oh my goodness. There's too much in our brains right now.
Or not enough.
Amnesty. It was basically amnesty. They rejected it here in California.
Oh, wow.
Which, to Democrats' surprise, was like, oh, what? You know, so, and I think that you know, that lends to the reports that Trump did receive a record number of Latino votes. And I think that Latinos are seeing what's happening, and they're finally like, you know, don't speak for us. We're going to tell you what we want, because the people here, I mean, they work their butts off, they pay their taxes, and they're like, we don't want people coming in here
illegally.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just, that's not.
I'm a legal immigrant. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a legal immigrant who is against illegal immigration. That's not a difficult concept for people to understand. People say that a lot of times, people of color are more likely to vote Democrat because of they want, you know, open borders or stuff like that. A lot of it, number one, is disinformation. We've seen that in particular in heavily Democrat cities such as Chicago, you know, where people of color tend to go with the Democrats, not because of success, not because of anything that good that has happened as a result, but because they've been conditioned, they've been raised like that, very similar to what's happened in other areas. You can go to Oklahoma and you can find there are people who I would consider to be, you know, ideologically Democrats, but they still identify as Republicans, because in Oklahoma, you're kind of raised to embrace Republicanism.
Well, we did elect a Democrat prior to this, two governors ago. It didn't go so well. I mean, he was a really nice guy, but the city started to, I mean, it became a welfare state.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so nice. He was so nice and soft-spoken. It just went to welfare state. It just, it was ridiculous. Just,
well, now we got Stilt in there. Stilt.
Vice.
Yeah.
And then Vice.
Vice.
Yeah, she won.
Oh, did Vice win?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice.
It's Stitt.
Stitt. There we go. Stilt.
Thanks.
He's tall.
Anyway.
Rain for a day, man. You know, yeah, it's a good thing.
Now, speaking of California Republicans, we do know that in Orange County specifically, well, there's a lot of districts that actually won Republican. They flipped back over because back in 2016, was it? 2018? When was it that it flipped?
2016 started. 2018 it finished.
So Orange County flipped
to blue. And now it's flipping back.
And now it's flipping back, thankfully. And doing a backflip. It's doing a complete backflip.
You were going to say black flip.
Well, it's flip is with an L, and then you, whatever. Anyway, so we're hopeful.
We need some rest.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of weeks. It's been hectic. And it's not going to get any better in terms of hectic, because we're going to see a lot of things coming out. Now, I do want to say here, yes, this is live. I do want to say here that everybody just don't panic. You're going to see so many things, especially now that things are starting to everything's starting to speed up, because it's getting close to that time where cases are either going to be heard or dismissed. Now, you're going to see a lot of dismissed cases. Don't worry about it. We've mentioned this many times. That's okay. I mean, that's actually expected, and especially in a lot of these places, a lot of these judges who are Democrats, they don't expect to get hurt. Remember that they're not presenting evidence. So some people may take this as, oh, they've seen there's no evidence, and there's really, they don't even present the evidence. That's why you're going to see a lot of people. Nice. That's why you're going to see a lot of people say that, now you threw me off.
Sorry.
That when the cases are, when the cases are dismissed, you know, that's not a good thing. And then you'll see the judges that they come up against, or they come in front of, who don't ever see the evidence, by the way. They immediately dismiss the case, and then they make a public statement, or it's a political statement. As you saw, and I think it was in Pennsylvania last week, the judge had to make his political stance to wash his hands of it. And you'll see these Democrat judges, or left-leaning judges. It's sad, but it's true. When it comes to something this high-profile, political, they're going to distance themselves, and they're not going to have anything to do with it, which is fine. But aside from their saying, I'm not with this, I'm not with them, then they'll say, okay, but we'll go ahead and rush this along so that she can move along to the next step. And which, that's why Rudy was, you know, saying the judge was gracious enough to at least, you know, do this quickly so that they can move along, because the whole goal pretty much is just to go to the Supreme Court. Now, today they did get in front of a judge who wanted to expedite their findings, and so they'll be presenting that. Hopefully it's not a big waste of time, because that's just going to run out the clock. We don't want to do that. We do want these cases to be seen, because remember, no evidence has been presented yet. Okay. No. They don't have to. They're just going in front of the judges. The judge immediately, in most cases,
Did you read my story today?
Yeah. Which one?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because it sounds a lot like something I wrote earlier. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So just everybody don't panic. It's going to go dismiss here, dismiss there. Don't worry about it.
We'll get back to that in a second. I just want to say thank you to Lori Payne Roberts. Watching on Rumble. You know, we're starting to get more and more into Rumble.com. We are on Parlor, not as the site yet.
Yeah, he is.
At JD Rucker on Parlor. But with Rumble, you know, we're trying to get it integrated as much as possible. I had a nice conversation with their VP of integration a few weeks ago. And so we're going to be adding more stuff to Parler very soon. I'm sorry, to Rumble very soon. And I would like to get a deeper integration with Parler. I've had, unfortunately, two calls with the CEO that have been pushed off, once by him, once by me. So we'll get together someday.
It's been a little difficult with Parler. I know that they emailed me letting me know that
you tried to get on Parler and you couldn't.
I was like really upset, because I kept trying, couldn't do it. And they were like, you know, it's been crazy.
They're only becoming literally the number one fastest growing app in the world. Back to what you were saying before, I want you to go ahead and read this tweet that I posted earlier. Less than an hour ago.
Things that are not the Supreme Court. Number one, the GSA.
Not the Supreme Court.
Not the Michigan Board of Elections.
Not the Supreme Court.
Mainstream media industrial complex.
Not the Supreme Court.
Twitter.
Definitely not the Supreme Court.
Things that are the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court. That's actually, I mean, people keep going back to, you know, I see all the stuff. I mentioned earlier, I keep getting these DMs. People are asking, what does this mean? What's going on? You know, GSA, President released them today. It's like, go ahead and start the transition. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? It means he's like, look, you know, everybody's griping. This lady, this poor lady, she's getting threatened. Her family's getting threatened. Her freaking pets are being threatened. And what in the world is that? Sorry, having a something.
Support?
Oh, supports.
Support's trying to come up with Restream.
Support's popping up in the middle of our stream. Hello, Restream support. We're streaming. Can we call you back? So anyway, yeah. Well, I don't know. What was I saying? Oh, GSA. So dogs. Thank you. Okay. So let me tell Restream real quick.
We're getting in
the middle of a stream that you're currently popping up in. What a meta.
Okay, so meta the GSA conversation. So the today the GSA, if anybody is not real familiar with what happened, the president went ahead and the GSA went ahead and released the funds for the transition.
Yes.
So explain to them.
Well, and I mean, there are threats coming in. So now transition can go forward. Biden can start getting his people in place, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't matter. As Trump was very clear in saying in his tweet, look, we're still moving forward. We have to, you know, we believe that our chances are strong of being able to have the correct results of the election, the lawful results of the election popping up. But we'll see. Quick question from Lori. Forgive me my ignorance. What is your background? We've got this horse picture. And
I'm not sure if you mean political background.
Oh, or... I got you. I was trying to be clever. It was supposed to be a funny joke.
Well, I didn't know either.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. So really, what's our background? We're just patriots. We're just regular people. Okay. We have our website, knockboard.com, NOQ report, that where we have plenty of awesome, amazing writers who contribute stories. We read incessantly. We are husband and wife, been husband and wife for what, 60 years, something like that?
Somewhere.
So it feels like that. And yes, we are, best way to put it would be citizen journalists, I guess. I don't have a White House press pass. She doesn't have a White House press pass. We do what we can with what we're given. But here's the thing is that in this day and age, it's going to take citizens. You can't sit back and rely on CNN. You definitely can't sit back and rely on Fox News. You know, is Newsmax coming up? Yeah, they seem to be doing very well. But then I just heard yesterday that apparently the CEO of Newsmax, I haven't confirmed this, I don't want to spread rumors, but CEO of Newsmax gave $1 million to the Clinton Foundation. Good friends with them. So that makes me, you know, curious. Hmm. Then you've got, oh my gosh. Yes.
Stop messaging.
Yes. Please stop messaging. I will get back to you as soon as the stream is done.
Okay. So without the GSA, we've got that situation. And then, of course, we know, as we've explained, Sidney Powell, it's not a big deal. Yeah. And one good point is that if she's not being paid, she can't get fired because she's working pro bono. Now she's doing she assures everyone that she's continuing the fight, which means that, okay, she's going to proceed on. There's a little bit of talk of whether or not she's pursuing a criminal case, which she's not a prosecutor, but
she's talking in terms of criminal cases because right. The evidence that she's accumulating does seem to reach the level of a criminal case. Do you mm-hmm. want me to explain that?
Yeah, here in a minute. But she's doing her thing, and now it opens up to where she can receive funding. She couldn't do that while she was on the team, and remember she didn't give any evidence over to the team. She kept everything. So, and that's a good thing. And I think she had every purpose of doing that. Most likely, potentially knowing that this may come to this point where they would need to. There would be a fork in the road where she goes and pursues, because she has. She says evidence is just pouring in and there's a lot to go through. So mm-hmm. that's good. She's still fighting. We still need to support her and keep an eye on what she's doing. Giuliani and team, they're pursuing the civil suits. They're up against, you know, going into court. They're facing judges. They're doing all kinds of things. By the way, Sidney Powell is also filing a civil suit this week. So we'll keep an eye on that. But Giuliani and team are doing their thing. You're going to have things that's
going to... They're just taking different angles.
They're taking different angles. And they're going to have their cases... remember, no evidence has been presented yet. No evidence has been presented. So that means that no one has seen anything. And by the way, they don't have to present their evidence to any news organization, as if the news organization demands, hint, hint, Carlson, who demands you give me evidence. Well, I'm not going to give you evidence that I would give in court, nor would any lawyer. I mean, after the fact, you can see it. Once I present it to court, I would say, you know, but that being said,
look, are they handling it perfectly? No.
Well, I mean, it's just what it is.
I think they're doing a great job.
It's a mess. There's so many affidavits. There's so much evidence. And there's so many things that they have to get done, and they have to do it quickly. And by the way, it is happening quickly. It's, you know, with any, if you've been to court at all, you know that it's a frustrating process. It can take a while. They are going fast and they are doing everything they can. It's just, everybody got to calm down. It's, the process is working so far. So let's just move along and just wait to see what they say.
So Art asks, why didn't they provide any evidence in the courts? They weren't asked to. So let's talk about that a little bit further. So here's the process. Okay. You take it before the court. You have, in most cases, a district court. In that district court, you have a few different things that can happen. Okay. Ideal scenario is exactly what's happening. You know, a progressive judge sees it, says, there's no case here, case dismissed, move along. They take it up to the appellate level. And the reason, by the way, that that's the best case scenario is, let's say that they spend 3 days presenting their evidence and they win. It still doesn't matter because it's going to be appealed. They lost 3 extra days. It is better for them to just get shot down immediately by a district judge that they can take it up to the appellate level. Now, once at the appellate level, you do want to present evidence there, because at the appellate level, it's you would like to go on to the Supreme Court with a win. It's easier to have a win that's not overturned than it is to overturn a loss. So once they get to the appellate court level, then, of course, if they win, then the defendants will appeal, and they will try to push to the Supreme Court to have it overturned. In the most likely scenario, they present their evidence, depending upon where they are, they're going to lose, and then they appeal and then take it to the Supreme Court.
Okay, so break down at which point do they provide their evidence?
Whenever they present their case.
Right.
But what's happening is they're getting shot down in the preliminaries, which is, again, a good thing.
They don't have, so at this point, no, their case hasn't even been considered. Because they're going up against, you know, left-leaning judges, as they were saying, and that's what they expected. So no evidence has been presented, nor has it been asked for. That's why last week was a good example when the judge came out with a political statement in regard to his opposition to this. He hadn't even seen any evidence.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just a political statement to wash his hands of it, to say, I'm not involved with this. Don't send me death threats.
As we've said before, the only thing that matters is the Supreme Court. Win or lose at the district level, it's still going to get appealed. Win or lose at the appellate level, it's still going to get appealed. Once you get to the Supreme Court, that's where you make your case. That's where all the evidence is presented, fire all your weapons.
Yeah.
Evidence gets presented and decisions are made. Now, I'm not saying this is going to be easy, but the people that are like, oh my gosh, you know, the GSA is moving forward with transition. What does this mean? You know, Michigan board just certified their voters. It's over. The fat lady has sung. Guys, none of this matters. It really does not. I cannot stress this enough. The only thing that matters is that when it gets to the Supreme Court, that they have to demonstrate, the Trump team, or Lindsey Powell on her own, or Lynn Wood on his own, or any of the other people who are representing, not President Trump directly, but representing the people, representing the state GOPs. There's so many lawsuits out there. If they get to the Supreme Court, they have to establish a preponderance of evidence in their favor to demonstrate two things. Number one, the voter fraud occurred, which is going to be easy. Number two, that enough voter fraud occurred that swayed the results of the election.
Outcome determinative,
exactly. Those are the first one's easy, the second one's tough. It is tough, I'll admit it. Okay, and that's the only reason why I'm like, this is going to be tough.
Okay.
But I still think we're going to get through.
So the judge in PA is a long time. There's many judges, by the way. How would the Supreme Court affect the Electoral College process?
So it depends upon when it all happens. So we have various deadlines that have to be met. That's why I wasn't concerned today about the whole Michigan situation. You know, Michigan, they certified the...
They're going to certify. That makes no difference.
Yeah. That's not a deadline. That's an artificial deadline. Where the real deadlines start coming in is when they start selecting electors and when the electors go to the Electoral College. That could be the hard stop. Okay, so we have about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks.
December 14th.
Well, December 8th in some states. But,
oh, okay.
But so we have a little over 2 weeks.
November 30th in one.
Yeah, so, but not, no one in the swing states, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. So either way, so we have these those dates. But
Georgia.
Some would say that you actually have all the way until Inauguration Day. Now, the longer this takes, the further along in the process they go, the harder it is going to be to overturn these votes.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. So I don't want to make it sound like we're not in a hurry, but we're not in a rush. There's a big difference. Let's see. They threw her under the bus. This is Bubs Dennis.
Like, oh, no, they didn't throw her under the bus.
They threw her under the bus, then gave
I don't
up.
Know if you, I don't know if you were here. I assume you're referring to
They're talking
Powell?
About Cindy Powell, and she gave up too many three-letter agencies. You know, I've heard that rumor. I actually heard somebody, I'm not going to say who, because I greatly respect this particular commentator, who was saying that it was about, you know, that she was tossed out because of her going after Republicans. Okay, she was going after Governor Kemp. She was going after Senator Loeffler. I always pronounce her name
Kelly
wrong.
Loeffler.
Loeffler.
Right? She's going after Kemp and.
Anyway, so she's going after them. That's not the real reason. In this case, you know, bring up too many three-letter agencies. That was one
CIA
of my first thoughts.
Being involved with the whole seizure.
It's like, oh my gosh, the FBI is terrible. The CIA is doing this. The DEA is doing that. She was doing that, but that's not why she was removed. Okay, she was removed specifically and only for one exact reason, and that's because she needed the money, and she couldn't run. Number one, they couldn't pay her enough to continue to operate this degree of an investigation that her team is performing. But then they also, because of their affiliation with the president and the president's campaign, they could not allow her to run an independent fundraiser. Right. That's it. Okay. You look in the wording of everything. You look at, and this isn't, you know, from speculation. We have good sources, including, you know, Michael Flynn's son, Michael Flynn Jr., has come out and said this as well, talking directly to her. We reached out to her. We got a generic response, but hey, it is what it is. Bottom line is that's what makes the most sense based on everything that we've seen, based on President Trump, literally the day before this coming out, him ripping on Dominion. Okay. It's not about conspiracy theories. Okay. Rudy Giuliani was talking about Dominion. It's not about them. This is just about the logistics of operating these cases. Now, I will say they probably did not think that her case was the best case to push forward. Okay. They don't think that it is. They think that they can nail things on a constitutional basis.
Right.
Okay. They think they can get
so
it.
So remember, hers is more of a criminal. She seems to be hinting towards trying to take this as a criminal case. Which it will probably be
in the future, but we don't care about that at this point. You know, if it goes criminal, awesome. We'll see arrests maybe for the first time. seems like nobody gets arrested except for like the clerk intern in the mailroom. You know, get thrown under the bus for everything the DNC does. But we'll see.
In some cases, in Washington, if you pay for votes or whatever, the Democratic. Congress, what was he?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He got arrested and for paying for votes.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, I missed that one. I'm missing a lot of things.
Second time.
Last call for questions. We got to go.
We do have to go. So any more questions? I hope that we helped you understand this. I hope that you guys are not losing hope.
Oh, wait. We got to finish off with Pennsylvania real quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, because I had the whole purpose of bringing that up as the primary topic was to say this. I really hope, I don't live in Pennsylvania, but I really hope that those who do live in Pennsylvania will take this opportunity the day before Thanksgiving. Okay. Thanksgiving, spend it with your family. Everybody needs a break. We all need a break. But the day before Thanksgiving, as you're not allowed to drink, as the authoritarian governor, Tom Wolf, flexes his authoritarian muscles, I hope that you take the opportunity to protest this. Not because it's such an important thing, but because he has the gall to think that he can and should do this. In the name of COVID-19 prevention, he's going to stop alcohol sales. Give me a break. We're going to stand up here in California. We're asking everybody else who's facing the same type of authoritarianism to stand up. We need to be standing up as Americans. We've witnessed what, you know, you could say all the bad things you want to about Antifa and Black Lives Matter. We do all the time. We know one thing is true. They have gotten the nation's attention. I disagree with their tactics. I disagree with their ideology. I disagree with everything about them. And I, by no means am I suggesting that you should be out there burning down buildings or getting violent at all. But then let's demonstrate what a true peaceful protest is like and show them that we're not going to sit around and just say, okay, yes, you know, where's my mask? I'm so sorry. You know, tell me what I'm allowed to do.
We've already been seeing that happen in counties across California who have peacefully protested. We saw Proud Boys up north on Saturday. I mean, these are peaceful protests, and any arrests that have been made have been actually for the aggressors against the Trump supporters. And so, I mean, in most cases, almost all cases, if I'm not mistaken. So yes, peacefully protest. If you feel that this is something that you really feel strongly about that and you're against, because it's, you know, they're not going to stop.
Unless we stop them. Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys, stay strong.
Stay safe.
And God bless.